Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Catherine Flanagan is pleading for help to try and get her son out of Lebanon because she hasn't seen her child, David, since August 2022. And Catherine is with us here on Lunchtime Live today. Catherine, thanks first of all for joining us in the programme. Will you bring us back and tell us your story?
Hello, good afternoon. My wee boy, David, was taken by his father, Mustafa Nally, in Lebanon in August 2022. And he threatened me. He attacked me and threatened me and drugged me to get me out of the country. And I launched proceedings against Mustafa in the High Court of Northern Ireland. And the High Court ruled that David must be returned to Belfast on or before the 18th of August, 2023. His father absolutely ignored that and told me that if I went to Lebanon, he would give me David back. And I went to Lebanon in January of 2024. And not only did he not give me David back, my father-in-law, Ali Nally, and my two brothers-in-law, Hussein Nally and Amr Nally, attacked me. They held me down on a bed, bruised me all over my body, broke my finger, threatened to slit my throat.
So was this, Catherine, this was in Lebanon, was it, at the time?
It was in Lebanon,
you went over. Okay. So
yes,
so you went over to Lebanon. Was your, sorry, just to clarify, was your son David already there, or were you bringing him over to visit?
In 2022, we went on a holiday to Lebanon, but in January 2024, I went back to Lebanon because Mustafa, his father, told me, I'm ignoring the court, the High Court ruling, but if you come to Lebanon, I'll let you take David home.
And so effectively, you were going over for a visit, really. You were going over to bring David over for a visit to see his dad and his family.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. in August 2022. And the behaviour was just absolutely, I can't describe the savagery with which I was treated.
Okay. Now,
and how he leveraged his position as a doctor to intimidate and abuse me.
Yeah. So when how long were you due to stay in Lebanon for during this visit initially?
Initially it was two weeks. We're supposed to go on holiday for 2 weeks and come home again. And that was all agreed with Mustafa. Mustafa had been trying to actually come and work as a doctor in Ireland, in Belfast. And he had told me that this is what he was going to do. And I had no reason to disbelieve him because, I mean, he's perfectly capable of working as a doctor here. But that was not his plan at all.
How long did you stay in Lebanon before you left after this initial, what was initially the two-week holiday, Catherine, that you were going on?
I stayed there another week after I was physically attacked in a Beirut hotel. During that week, I was subjected to drugging.
Okay.
And
so you were meant to come home with David at the end of that week, and you had a High Court ruling from the High Court in Belfast that you were to return with David. So when that didn't happen, and you boarded the plane and came back to Belfast, could tell me a little bit about what has happened now in the meantime. David is obviously still in Lebanon.
David's still in Lebanon, and in June of 2024, just a few months ago, his father was sentenced to prison for contempt of court for failing to return David, and he remains defiant. I have no idea where David is in Lebanon. I have no idea where David is at all. The reality is, I don't know if David's alive or dead.
Have you any contact at all, Catherine?
None. None, absolutely none. I got a couple of photographs a few weeks ago, only because there'd been pressure put on Mustafa to do this. He gave me a phone call with David, which was the first time I'd seen David since January 24. That was two Saturdays ago. The internet wasn't good enough and cut out, and he immediately blocked me again on WhatsApp. He has absolutely no intention of giving David back. He's keeping David there. It is so dangerous for David to be in Lebanon right now. It had been 4 evacuation flights that I worked my hardest on to ensure that David could safely get on those evacuation flights, and the staff had blocked that, wouldn't agree to it, wouldn't cooperate at all. And the last evacuation flight left yesterday, and David wasn't on it, and his father is not thinking at all about David's best interests or David's safety.
And this evacuation flight, can you just tell us how it was arranged that David was to be included on that?
Yeah, I was getting emails from the Foreign Office, and I mean, you don't get any real notice about these, that the evacuation flight's going. I mean, I was being told there's an evacuation flight. The email was coming through at like 7 o'clock in the morning, and you've been told it's on at 3 o'clock local time this afternoon. And I'm scrambling around, getting David a seat, ensuring that David has a place. And Dr. Micheál O'Hurley had volunteered to escort David out of Lebanon. And this was all agreed with the court. The High Court in Belfast had said that they would not put Mustafa in prison if he would allow Micheál to take David out of Lebanon. So he could have solved, Mustafa could have solved all his legal problems if he had let David come out of Lebanon, but he just refused to do it.
So we know here at home, the Department of Foreign Affairs here has advised all Irish citizens to evacuate Lebanon at the moment, and yeah, two authorities in the UK have done the very same. And obviously the mediator, as you mentioned, Micheál O'Hurley, that you've spoke about, I suppose you've engaged him, I take it, Catherine, is that right, to sort of mediate on your behalf? Flew to Lebanon. He flew to Beirut on David's behalf.
Like Mustafa is David's father, and he's responsible for his safety. Courts or no courts, he's absolutely responsible to send David to safety. And Micheál is an independent mediator. He is there in the middle to mediate for David's best interest between me and Mustafa. And it is absolutely outrageous that Mustafa would just ignore everything and everyone when he's been given it on a golden plate. You'll not be going to prison if you just send David out of Lebanon, but he refuses to do it.
He, am I right in saying, and we have reached out to Mustafa, David's dad, as well, in this too, or prior to chatting to you today, Catherine. But am I right in saying that he actually had a court order from a Lebanese court? Am I correct in saying that?
No, that is not correct. Mustafa is just making that up. His own solicitors in Belfast told the court that they'd never seen any evidence of a Lebanese order. I've never seen any evidence of a Lebanese order. Mustafa lies so much.
Okay, but that is something. So I know that's something that I know certainly that he has said. But you're waiting to see details of that. Like all of this has been going on, Catherine, for, as I mentioned, since August 2002. And you've been trying and fighting and engaging with the courts in the UK and Belfast to try and get your son David home. Yeah. And obviously in recent weeks, when we see what has happened, it's a year today since, you know, the entire Gaza, Hamas, Israel whole issue and war has started. And we look at what's happened in recent weeks with Israel carrying out airstrikes across Lebanon. So obviously this is all ramped up and increased for you in terms of the worry and concern with trying to get David home.
Yeah, it's absolutely. I mean, it's life or death for David. As I say, I really want to reiterate the point. His own solicitor told the High Court that he'd never seen any evidence of a Lebanese order. But let's put orders aside, courts aside. David's in danger. He's his father. Why would he want to keep him in a place that's deadly?
When you look at the news last night, Catherine, and Saturday night and Friday night, and I have no doubt tonight, and Beirut and airstrikes likely to be leading the news bulletin. Like, what's going through your mind sitting watching this at home?
Just praying for David. Just praying for David's safety. I mean, I feel that the writing is on the wall for what's going to happen to Lebanon. We've all seen Gaza. I think that Lebanon will end up the same way as Gaza. And Mustafa is responsible for David's safety. He's his father. He must send David to safety.
The Department of Foreign Affairs here are aware of your case, aren't they?
I mean, they know about it, but they're not doing anything at all.
Have you had any engagement with them?
Zero. I have phoned them. When they say that they have engaged with me, it's because I phoned them and told them that, by the way, my son is there. And that's what they call engagement.
Because it's the Department of Foreign Affairs here that have currently advised all yeah. Irish citizens to leave, to evacuate yeah. Lebanon. Yeah. Those four evacuation flights, as you mentioned, they happened yeah. just last week, wasn't it? Last Thursday was, yeah. was the last of them.
Yeah. And your the last one went yesterday. The
yesterday,
last one
apologies.
Yesterday.
And mm-hmm. and your son, David, is a dual citizen, isn't that right?
Yeah.
He's an Irish-British
yes.
citizen.
Yes. And he's only a baby. He's only two. David can't make his own decisions. He's not. He's being kept from safety deliberately by his father over some absolute need to control okay. everything and everyone.
Is David turning three this week?
He'll be three on the 10th.
That's very hard for you, Catherine.
Whenever I heard last week that he wasn't going to, that he was refusing to put David on an evacuation flight, my heart just broke. I mean, I said that it would be bad enough if he was trying and couldn't. But the fact that he's not even trying, that just speaks to me. I've just got so much awful experience with Mustafa and his arrogance. That he can't even admit to himself that the country is burning, it's falling apart, it's finished.
When did you find out that David wasn't making that flight, if there's been no communication?
I found out that David wasn't making the flight because David wasn't on the flight.
So only then, Catherine, did you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't even have enough respect for me, respect for all the efforts that people are going to, other people, Dr. O'Hurley putting himself in danger. He doesn't even have enough respect for us to tell us in advance what he's doing. So people are running around.
And I know you mentioned Micheál O'Hurley, the mediator, had only flown to Beirut last week,
yeah.
you know, in as part of the mediation process, because as I said, this is something that's very much before the courts in Belfast in the UK and Department of Foreign Affairs here and too in the UK aware of this situation. You're appealing though to the Taoiseach here to intervene,
yeah.
Catherine, and that's why you're with us today.
Yes, I'm appealing to the Taoiseach to lift the phone to Najib Mikati, the Prime Minister of Lebanon. Lebanon are getting an awful lot of help and support from Ireland. It is not, that cannot just be a one-way street. Mustafa is not discharging his proper duties towards David and his safety. It needs to be taken out of his hands by the Lebanese. If it was the other way around, I would absolutely expect and know that my government and my courts would say, Ms Flanagan, you're not fit to make decisions about this child if you're going to behave this way. I feel that now is the time. Mustafa has made his position absolutely crystal clear. He doesn't care. He will hold on there in Lebanon with David. Poor little David, his own son, his own little child, just to have the upper hand.
So you want the Taoiseach here, Simon Harris, to intervene in your case, Catherine?
Yes, directly. David's life is in danger. Mustafa has treated everyone with such disdain. He's treating David with no respect for David's life whatsoever.
So you want some level of intervention or some form, I suppose, of communication?
I want the Taoiseach to directly lift the phone to the Prime Minister of Lebanon, Najib Mikati, and tell them in no